What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Squad, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, in this episode, this is going to be a good one, to be fair. This is going to be a good one. I say that about them all, but this will be good. It's the top four qualities my most successful clients have. But first of all, I want to tell you how this come about. So, Tuesday is the day I do my client check-in. So, I check in with all my clients, make sure that they're doing the work, getting results, moving forward, happy. Do you know what I mean? Because I have a promise to myself that my clients win, and I make sure of that. That's down to me as a coach. If my clients fail, that's down to me as a coach. If my clients win, that's down to me as a coach. If they fail, I fail. If they win, I win. Yeah, simple as that. So I do not let my clients fail. So I check in with them. I'm pretty much always on the back. I've started messaging them pretty much every day. So I was doing their check-ins today, and I've had a mega day through these check-ins. Like, we've had so many wins from my clients. And we celebrate wins no matter how big or how small the wins are. Yeah, we'll celebrate it. If someone's improved the time and target range by 10%, we'll celebrate it. If they've, you know, knocked at half a mole or something off the average glucose, we'll celebrate it. If they've eaten better, we'll celebrate it. If they've solved a specific problem, no matter how small, we'll celebrate it. We celebrate it to kind of put that positive mindset over stuff. Yeah, they'll get a kick up the arse as well if they're not doing the fucking work, and I know they're not doing the work. Obviously, that's just my tough love way of dealing with things. But there's that level of understanding and positivity as well. So I was going through my client check-ins today, and it got me thinking. It got me thinking, like, what qualities am I seeing in my clients that the most successful ones all have? And by successful, I mean this. I mean the ones that are not only, like, keeping their HbA1c, say, between 5 and 7%, and their time in target range above 70%, but the ones that are mentally growing and being able to solve problems, and the ones that have set themselves health and fitness goals, so they've lost weight or they've gained some lean muscle, or they're working out all the time, or they're generally just healthier bastards, yeah? That's what I mean by success, not just the numbers, yeah? So I was looking through my clients doing the check-ins, and I was like, man, I honestly did think at first, like, I was like, I feel blessed. I feel blessed to have this opportunity to help these other type ones improve their quality of life. I do. And if you're my client and you're listening to this, I want you to know I fucking appreciate you and thank you. Yeah. I'll be putting a post in our Facebook group later because that was on my to-do list for today, is to show my clients appreciation. And obviously I appreciate all you guys who watch my lives, who listen to my podcast. Yeah. So I was looking through my clients and I was like, you know what? What's the trend that I'm seeing? What's the trend that I'm seeing? And these fucking loads, but I picked the four best ones. Yeah. So here's the top four qualities my most successful clients have. I told you what I mean by successful clients. Yeah. They're forward thinking, meaning that they always think forward and plan ahead. They anticipate problems and they're willing to solve them. They don't just run into a problem, guys. They don't just run into a problem and be like, oh, this is shit. I've had such a bad day with my glucose levels, or I've fallen off track with my eating. I didn't get my workout in. Oh, it's fucking wank. I've failed. They don't do that. Yeah. Yeah, we all have the downtimes. But what they do is they plan ahead and anticipate a problem. They plan ahead and anticipate if their blood glucose level is going to drop or it's going to spike, say if it's during a workout. They plan ahead and they plan their workouts on what days that they're going to do them. It's something that I help them do as well. They plan ahead. They plan their meals. Yeah, they follow the meal plan. They go into MyFitnessPal. They track the food, the carb count, the bolus. They plan ahead and they anticipate problems to arise, because there will always be problems, because without problems, we do not move forward. As simple as that, we do not learn. So the first quality that they all possess is the forward thinking and the plan ahead. Yeah. Second quality is they're always learning from their mistakes. Now, instead of falling into that fuck it mindset, when something doesn't go to plan, they always think, why it didn't go to plan, and what they can do better next time. Never a failure, always a lesson, yeah? So if they plan something, if they forward think, they take the first quality, and they anticipate a problem, and they plan for that problem, and then they get it wrong, they don't just think, oh, fuck it, this is shit. Like, they're not just on the ball with a diabetes control a week, and then something happens and they fall off track. Yeah, they're always learning from the mistakes. They say, right, why did the solution that I put in for this problem, why did it not work? Why did I go off track with my eating? Why did I miss my workout? Why did I get a high here? Why did my blood glucose level drop? Yeah. And they're always learning from these mistakes so they're better next time. Like I said, guys, we get problems along any journey, and it's how you look at that problem. And if you learn from it, that's not a failure. If you don't and you keep running into the same problem all the time saying, this is shit, I can't do it, then yeah, it's a fucking problem. And you've got a problem because you're never going to break through that mindset, yeah? So the second quality is they're always learning from the mistakes. The third quality, and this is a big one, is they're always asking questions and asking for help, whether that be in our Facebook group, whether they're messaging me privately. They're always asking questions and asking for help. Guys, you do not know what you do not know. It's as simple as that. There's a lot of shit that I don't know, so I ask people for help. I've got coaches and mentors because there's shit that I don't know. I speak to people and ask for help, yeah? And sometimes we can get secluded in ourselves and think, you know what, I don't need help. But we all need help in some way, shape, or form. And if there's something that we don't know, we need to ask. The Type 1 community is amazing, the majority of them, with this, yeah? If we've got a question and we put it out there in the Type 1 community, normally some decent human being, like myself, will answer it, yeah? So don't ever sit and suffer in silence. Guys, it's Diabetes Awareness Month. It is November, the time of recording this, and it's all about fucking raising awareness, right? So don't sit and suffer in silence if there's something that you don't know. That is one of the qualities my most successful clients have. They message me. They ask questions. How can I solve this problem? Tom, why do you think that this happened? Let's brainstorm. Do you know what I mean? Let's see what's going on. So ask questions. That's a third quality. They're always asking questions and they're always asking for help. And the fourth one is they're willing to invest in themselves. They're willing to invest in themselves. And by this, I mean, I speak to a lot of type 1 diabetics. I speak to a lot of type 1 diabetics who are interested in my coaching, or they message me for a chat, and I'll say that. I'm always open for a chat if you want to chat with me. Yeah, so I speak to a lot of type 1s who are really struggling, and they've been struggling for a long time. They've been struggling for a long time, yeah? So when I speak to someone, whether it be joining my program or asking me questions, normally I'm screening this person, if they're wanting to join my coaching program, to see what's going on, see if I can genuinely help them. And I speak to a lot that have been struggling for a long time, have been struggling for a while. And I do truly believe this is because they're standing in their own way by not asking for help or being willing to invest in themselves and their health, yeah? I do truly believe that they're standing in their own way, and this is why they've been stuck trying to control the glucose levels on their own for so long, because like, you know what? I don't need help. I'm not going to ask anyone for help. I'm too scared to ask for help. Guys, like, the hardest part about asking for help is reaching out. That is the hardest part. Once you've done that, you've done the hardest part. Just take comfort in knowing that, yeah? So I speak to a lot of type ones and they're struggling, been struggling for a while. And like I say, it's because they're standing in their own way, because they won't reach out and ask questions, or they won't ask for help. And guys, when I say this, I don't just mean hiring a coach like myself, even though this is a fast track way to success, hence why I have mentors and coaches, because they've made mistakes that I've made in terms of business or working out, health and stuff. So I've made a lot of mistakes with my diabetes and I've got a good understanding of it. That's why I can help other type ones, like a fast track way to success. So I don't just mean reaching out and asking for help from a coach, but even things like doing some self-research, searching the internet, reading books, listening to podcasts, like my motherfucking podcast right now. If you're here listening to it, you're doing this fourth step. You're trying to invest in yourself, invest in your health, and get yourself better, yeah? So I don't just mean reaching out and, you know, hiring a coach like myself, but like some research, self-research, search the internet, read books, listen to podcasts, yeah? So these are like the four qualities. There's a lot more, and I will actually give you a bonus one, yeah? So I'm going to recap on this. We have got quality number one, the forward thinking, yeah? Quality number two, they're always learning from their mistakes. Quality number three, they're always asking questions and asking for help. You do not know what you do not know. Quality number four, they're willing to invest in themselves. Bonus quality number five, yeah? This is fucking crucial. And this is something that before I work with anyone, I'm looking for. Because to a certain degree, like all these other qualities, that the learnable skills, I can teach them to my clients, yeah? But this one is very hard to teach someone. And that's, they have hope in themselves. They actually have hope in themselves. I spoke to someone today and about joining my coaching program and stuff. And this guy, I could teach everything to this dude. Like, and I am super stoked to get him started because he's going to fucking crush my 16-week program, honestly. But I was kind of asking him questions, screening him, if you like. And he had hope. He had hope and he knew where he wanted to get to. He just needed help getting there. But he had hope, yeah? So that's one of the bonus qualities. Guys, you need to believe in yourself to a certain degree before anyone else can help you and believe in you. And I do truly say that. Because look, I could get someone on my coaching program. I can give them all my courses, all my tools. I can check in with them all the time. And I can try and help the mindset. But if they don't really believe in themselves deep down and they're not ready for change, they don't see themselves as this well-controlled type 1 diabetic and healthy motherfucker. If they truly, that they never believe they can achieve that, that's very hard to help them achieve that if someone doesn't believe that. We've got to have hope and believe in ourselves, yeah, at the end of the day. Guys, I do want to say, I should have said this at the start, but if you really want to help this podcast, like I say, it's November, Diabetes Awareness Month, please screenshot this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me at type1_Tom. And also leave me a rating and a review. I think you can only do that on the podcast app. I'm not sure, but if you can do it on any other app, hey, hit the stars, 5 stars, hopefully. Leave me a little paragraph. I might even shout some of them out sometime. But yeah, I would truly appreciate that. Guys, I'm going to jump off because when I did my self-reflection last night, one of the questions is, how could I have made today better? And I put exercise because yesterday I didn't work out. I didn't even get on my bike or anything. So now I've got a call with a potential client soon, and then I'm going to set my bike up on the turbo because it's absolutely pissing it down here in the UK. And I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to get a workout in and make myself feel much better than I'm already feeling. And guys, yeah, I just want to say I'm truly grateful to you all for taking the time out of your busy days to listen to this podcast episode. And as I said at the start to my clients, one of my goals for today was to tell you guys how much I fucking appreciate you. So I love every single one of you. And guys, I will catch you all in the next episode. Peace.